Okay, so let's get into the second topic that we're discussing. Again, it's a Shas topic that came up over the course of this week. It was about a week ago already, but it's a topic that comes up over and over again, and maybe we'll relate it, maybe at the end of the shiur, to what the daf is up to right now. And that is the Chiyuv Knasos. The issue of a Chiyuv Knas. When does a Knas, the Chiyuv, begin? And we get to this from the Gemara. Let's review it. And that's the possibility and the chance that we have to not zoom through the daf, even the Gemara, because there's a lot of important points just reading through the Gemara, and then we'll see what Tosfos has to say. So let's review Makas Daf Hey, Amid Aleph. There's another Gemara over there, if you, it's under, right there. Let's go back to Hey, Amid Aleph, where we're talking about the Sugyas of Edim Zomimin. Sugyas of Edim Zomimin. So the Gemara says, let's start with Va'amar Rava. Va'amar Rava, it's about the sixth wide line, right in the middle. Va'amar Rava, right where the Vav is of the Ein Mishpat. Va'amar Rava. Ba'oshnayim va'amru besura, betsafra, bechad beshapsa. I'm sorry, wrong one. Skip down five lines. Va'amar Rava. Va'amar Rava, got five lines, third word on the line. Va'amar Rava. Ba'oshnayim va'amru bechad beshapsa, harik plonias hanefesh. Two people come and say that on Sunday, Reuven killed Shimon. Uboshnayim va'amru imanu ha'yisem bechad beshapsa. You couldn't have known that. You were with us on Sunday. You couldn't have seen Reuben kill Shimon on Sunday. Ella betrayed Bishops of Harik Plonius and Ephesh. But he did kill him. But on Monday. He killed him on Monday, not on Sunday. Velo Ode, and not only in that case, Ella Afilu Amru Erev Shabbos Harik Plonius and Ephesh. Even if they would have said that Reuben killed Shimon on Friday, meaning by the time that these people were testifying, on the day that they were testifying about, he had already committed the murder. Yet, the Gemara says, Neheragin, these Edom are still put to death. Even though they were testifying about somebody who had already committed the murder. Why? De be'idna de kamisadi gavra lav bark talahu. Because at the moment that they were testifying, the man, Reuven, the murderer, was not a bar katala. We'll have to keep that in mind, for what Rabbi Chanan is going to say in a little while from now. But the Gemara says, lav bark talah, which pashtus means... What does Pashas, what does it mean? There's no Chiyamisa yet. It's not Chiyamisa yet. Right? So that's what the Gemara says. Even though he already did the murder, but nothing happens until Bezda pronounces he's Chiyamisa. So the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush of that? We know that. So the Gemara says, the next case is the Chiddush. Skip a line, Seifa. The following case. It's different. Two people come to court and say, Reuven had a Gemar Din for Misa on Sunday. Ubo shnayim va'amru b'chad b'shabbos imanu ayisem. And two others say, no, you were with us on Sunday. Ela be'erev Shabbos nigmar dino shaploni. On Friday, he had a gemar din. So at the time that you're testifying about, he had already had a gemar din for Misa at that point. V'lo od ela filomer b'chei b'shabbos nigmar dino shaploni. Now with the chiddush is the opposite order. Even if they say it wasn't on Sunday, it was on Monday he had the gemar din, still ain elu neheragin. Still, these Edom are not put to death. Even at the moment they're testifying about, it didn't happen yet. The Gemara Din is only the next day. It doesn't matter.
Why does the person have to testify about the Gemara Din? It's just the second set that really needs to testify.
Well, the two people come to court. That's the case. Two people come to court and say, Reuven had a Gemara Din for Misa.
They could have said, he's Maybe, Marad. He didn't have to say Gemara Din. That doesn't set the case up. It's
well,
the second set.
Well, he could have said, they could have said what? They could have said,
Reuven told Shemar.
Reuven killed Shimon. Ah, so you could have said, even if Reuven killed Shimon, only the second one had to say he had a Gemar Din already.
Not them, but the Gemar Din took place.
And Achidami, I don't know, it's a good question. Why couldn't the Gemar just change it one level? I'm not sure. Okay, the Gemar could have, why didn't the first set of Edom could have said Reuven killed Shimon on Sunday, and then the second group said, no, he had a Gemar Din, he didn't kill him, but he had a Gemar Din. I guess maybe the Gemar just wants to give a parallel case, that they're saying, that they're testifying the same exact thing happened. I think that would be parallel, but it's the Lachar that did would be the same. So the Gemara says, in that case, they're not killed.
But
why?
Didn't we say that the Edom Zomim are only chayav if...
Because at the moment that they're testifying about...
If there was a Gemar Din before the Onish actually occurred, but...
No, there was a Gemar Din for the person that they're testifying about.
Right, so isn't that what they're...
Okay, but they could have said that they could have come after he had a Gemar Din for the Misa. As they testified that Reuven killed Shimon, he had a Gemar Din for the Misa, and they said he got a... So he could work it out. Anyway, says the Gemara, Hare ehine ragin, ehine lunet, they're not killed. Why? De ba'idna de kamisadi gavra bar katalahu. Because at the moment that they're testifying about, they're testifying on Tuesday. and they say he had a Gemara Din on Sunday. Even if the Gemara Din was on Monday, they're still not put to death. Because at the moment that they're testifying, the man already, Reuven had already had a Gemara Din Lamisa. And therefore, they're testifying about a dead man. A halachic dead man. And therefore, they're not put to death. And then the Gemara says, so it's contrasting a case of Nefashis to a case of Gemara Din for Nefashis. And then says the Gemara, our issue, v'chein le'inyin tashlume knas. We have the same issue when it comes to paying a knas, paying a fine. For example, bo shtayim v'amru, b'chad b'shabsa, ganav v'tavach u'machar. Two people come and say, Reuven on Sunday stole and shechted, or stole and sold. We know from Parshas Mishpatim, tavach u'machar, of sheep or an ox, you pay four or five. You couldn't have seen that on Sunday. You were with us. But he did do it on Monday. The Gemara says, Mishalmin, the first witnesses have to pay, even though he did it already. Even if he said that he did it, they said that he did it on Friday, still Mishalmin, they still have to pay. Why? Because at the moment that they're testifying about, the man was not chayiv yet. He wasn't chayiv yet. So therefore, so what? The act already happened. Not chayiv yet. Bo shnayim v'amru, but in the contrast, bo shnayim v'amru b'chad b'shab, sagan v'tavach u'machar v'nigmar dino. On Sunday, he did the same thing, but he had a gemar din for a knas. Ubo shnayim v'amru b'chad b'shab, seimanu ayisim. And two others say, no, on Sunday he was with us. Ela erev Shabbos, gan v'tavach u'machar v'nigmar dino. But on Monday, on erev Shabbos, Friday, before he had the gemar din, or even v'lo od, ela afilu amru b'chad b'shabsa, gana v'tavach u'machar, u'bitrei b'shabsa nimar dino. Or even if he says he had a gemar din on Monday, which is after the time they're testifying about, ein mishalmin. The edim, the first set, do not pay the knas. Why? Diba idna dekame sahadi, because at the moment, Tuesday, the day that they're testifying about, Reuven, the ganav, the tavach u'machar man, he was already a bar tashlumin. Gavra bar tashlumin. So there are some gemaras that you have to like search for the lumdus. And there are other gemaras that it screams out at you. This is one of those gemaras that it's screaming. So that's the gemara. The contrast between nefashos and, well, no contrast. The gemara parallels nefashos and knasos. Nefashos and knasos. So let's take a step back for a minute. Let's talk about another case. When we have a case of Dine Mamanus, let's say I lend you lend me $100. You lend me $100. So when does the chiyuv to pay start? When you bring me to court and say the bezin pays? No, immediately. It flows from the maisa. Flows from the maisa halva. If I damage you, so it flows from the maisa hezek. If I steal from you the keren, flows from the principal. L'chor, that's Mamanus. Nefashos, Pashtus, we're going to talk about if anybody argues on it, but the Pashtus of the Gemara is that by Nefashos, Reuven kills Shimon, Reuven's Mechal Shabbos, Reuven does anything, eats Chelev, but it does something, so does then, and he knows he did it by Mezid, and he knew it was wrong, and he said to himself, I'm doing it anyway, does he have to kill himself? Is he a Chiyiv? And if he does kill himself, does it count as a Chiyiv Mizal or not? Right? He's a Lav Bar. Lav, what does the Gemara say? Gavra lav bar katalahu. So the simplest way of understanding is we have these two poles. We have Mamanus on the one hand, and we have Nefashos on the other hand. And then we get the Chiyuv Knasos. The question is, how do we understand Chiyuv Knasos? When does the Chiyuv of Knas, that's our question for tonight. When does the Chiyuv of Knas start? And there are various types of Knasos. We'll have to figure out if they're all the same, or you can be Mechalik between them. We have one type of Knas here. We have paying 4 and 5. But many other knasos, most knasos, I would say, is a more arbitrary number, right? Dalad v'hei at least is connected to the act. But shloshim shel eved, if somebody kills an eved, if somebody's animal kills an eved, shloshim shel eved, oni sumafate, pay mea kesef. There are different knasos. What about chatsi nezek, palganiska knasa? The only knas that is lower than full payment. That's also a knas. So again, this is all the question. So what do we say? When does the Chiyuv of Knas start? So we'll start with the Tosfos. Says Tosfos right here. So any discussion of Knasos starts with one or two sources. I mentioned this in the Daf the other day. It either starts with the Gemara and the Tosfos here, or it starts with the Russian Baba Kama. Those are the two major sources that one has to know. So Tosfos right here, v'chein le'inyan knas. So Tosfos is bothered. What's the difference? Why is knas like nefashos and not like mamonis? So what's important for Tosfos is not as much what he says, but what he does not say. And that's what Rabbi Kiva Eger is going to jump on. Says Tosfos, "V'chein le'inyan knas, aval vaday le'inyan mamon lo." But for sure, this does not apply to mamonis. To kishem eidin, to bechad b'shabes ganav, ubo shnayim, v'amru, to be'erev shabes ganav. Right? If somebody comes and says on Sunday he stole, and two other people say he stole on Friday before, ubechad b'shabes imanoi. Somebody with us on Sunday, vaday ein mishalman. They're not going to pay. Why? There was no gemar din. Because the moment that he stole, he's a bar chiyuva. So what? The Imanu Ayisa, but he was already chayiv already. Even though by nefashos he's not a bar chiyuva right after he's b'chal Shabbos or he kills, why? So we want Tosfos to say something. Give me the lamdus. Tosfos doesn't say it. To call kamash l'nigmar dino until the gemara din happens. Right, until it happens, b'mamon, by mamonis, before the Gemara Din, havi karov levadai, sheyavo edim v'yaidu. It's very probable that the edim are going to come. Aval be'edus nefashos, debe'ina drisha v'chakira, but by nefashos, where you have cross-examination, there's a good chance the edim are going to be messed up. There's a good chance they're going to contradict each other. Azvade amrinan, dekonim shedig mardino, lohavi barchiyufa. What does Tosfos say? What's the difference between nefashos and mamonis? Why by nefashos do we say that he's not a barchiyuva yet?
More common edus are going to come.
Because they're probably going to be tripped up. Probably they're going to be tripped up. Meaning, nothing fundamentally different between nefashos and mamonis according to Tosfos. It sounds like from Tosfos, the Gemara says, lav bark tolahu. Screaming. What does Tosfos say? All that means he's probably not going to get the Chiyah Misa because, you know, the Eidim, there's cross-examination, it's serious cross-examination, and therefore, they're probably going to contradict each other. Unlike Mamonis, which is smooth sailing, right? You don't need Yishuv Chakira by Dini Mamonis. That is Tosfos. And usually, Rabbi Kiva Eger jumps on what Tosfos says, but here, Rabbi Kiva Eger is bothered. Why doesn't Tosfos say something different? There's a much better answer, much easier understanding of the Gemara, which is... There's no chaloshem yet. La bark tolahu. There's no chaloshem of nefashos yet. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, right here on the bottom, the Gilyon Hashas. On the Tosfos. Tamahani. Tamahani. Little letters late at night. Tamahani. Lamai hutzrichu lazeb. What do you need this for? V'lo b'pshuto. Say simple. Dibim mamon. Aftaleka edim klau. Says Gilyon Hashas. Even without any mamonis, any aided by mamonis, Elohu ba'atzma omer, lo ki elo lavisi. If somebody knows that they borrowed money, they're chayiv. If somebody knows they were b'chal Shabbos in private, they have to go to Beis Din and say, I was b'chal Shabbos. They know there were no witnesses. What are they? He has to do tshuva. That's he has to do tshuva. There's nothing more than that. By mamonis, he has to pay back. Lavisi b'erev Shabbos or b'beis b'Shabbos. Mikom akom, leka din hazama, te'eidu b'bar chiyuva. Do you have to below Eidim lo haya bezdin yucholom l'chayvo, even though without Eidim, bezdin would not be able to be mechayiv him. Mikom akom, hu ba'atzmo, sheyodeya ha'emes bar chiyuvahu. U'moil olav l'shalem. By mamonis, it flows from the act itself. Ma she'ein kein b'knas, here's the line, de'lekushta de'milsa eino mutal olav l'shalem. But by knas, he doesn't have a chiyuv to pay. The kol zman she the chiyuvu bezdin eino mechuyev klal. That's the key line of Rabbi Kiva Eger. As long as bezdin didn't tell him he's chayiv, he's not. The chiyuv of knas does not exist yet. Then he quotes Tosfos, v'chein bedinei nefashos. Debameshe yodeya ha'emes shaharag la bark tolahu. Ve'eno lo chiyuv klal ha'hamis as atzmo. Guy has to kill himself. B'chal Shabbos, no. There's not even lachachilo to kill himself. Right, it's an aveira to kill himself because there's no chiyuv yet. For lack of chiyuv, rak al pipsak bezdin. Va'achilik nira nachon ubarer be'ezras Hashem yizbarach. Says, and I don't know why Tosfos didn't say that.
Isn't it just because moda b'knas is pater?
So that's what we're going to get to. I'll mention it now because you asked. One of the biggest riots, he doesn't quote it, but lechora, that's the biggest riot to Rabbi Kiva Eger. What? Sorry?
That's Rashi.
Right, Rashi quotes. Right, the last... The last few lines. Rashi mentions it, but the biggest riot that this opinion brings is Modi Beknas Pater. We know the principle is if somebody comes to Bezdin, it's before Edom. Whether if Edom come afterwards, that's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. I'm going to mention that Bez Hashem in the Parsha Shir this week, next week, I don't remember. But the but Modi Beknas Pater. Why is Modi Beknas Pater? Because he undermines if the Edom are machayev it. But if he comes and is machayev himself, then he never gets off the ground. That's the simplest understanding of Modi Beknas Pater.
Why? Maybe he was a Bar Chiyuva, but the fact that he was Moda...
But if you're a Bar Chiyuva, if you come to Beis Din and say, I'm Chai of $100, because I borrowed money, you have to pay. Well, Modi Beknas Pater didn't make them done.
He's a Bar Chiyuva for the Karen.
So if you're a Bar Chiyuva, I'm saying, but if you're a Bar Chiyuva already, why should it make a difference? Modi Beknas, that's why Modi Beknas is Pater. So there, right, that's one of the biggest rides. So up to Reb Kiva Eger. So this is Tosfos. So without answering for Tosfos and saying, is there any are there any rayas that could bolster Tosfos? But it seems to be a machlokas between Tosfos and Kibbeger. When does the chiyuv of Knas start? The big chiddush is that Tosfos even seems to say it by nefashos. But according to Tosfos, they're going to agree that there's no chiyuv to kill yourself. So you have to figure out exactly what that means. What type of chiyuv is there before?
But Tosfos doesn't mention. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Tosfos doesn't mention Knas.
Tosfos doesn't even mention Knas. He's going on the previous line.
So
but
how do we understand Tosfos' understanding of Knas? That it's like Nefashot?
I guess it's like... Right. I'm not sure. Is there Jewish Chakir by Knasos? I'm not sure. Right? You have to know. Because if you put in the same Svara, I mean, he's saying fundamentally everything exists. The question is, how probable is it going to be that the Aedis is going to be contradicted? So I'd have to say that for Knas too, because the Gemara parallels them. The Gemara parallels them. Maybe there is... Yeah, Jason?
It's almost more... What's even more interesting about Tosfos is Tosfos seems to say that the Bezdin wouldn't enforce the chiyuv mamon with absent the Eidim.
Bezdin couldn't, but Reb Kiva Eger admits to that. Bezdin can't enforce a chiyuv without witnesses.
Not Knas.
Right.
Even
if somebody comes and admits.
A fundamental question over here whether the chiyuv mamon even begins.
Uh huh. Well, according to Tosfos, I think everything begins. Everything begins. The question is, how much is it going to get, you know, knocked off because we're going to throw them out of court? I mean, if somebody admits in court, then Beis Din will act on that.
Right, but it goes to the question we saw earlier in the Masechta about Malvi Lechaber Lasser Shanim, where the Shvius Mishan Motzo Shvius.
We're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to Shvius. Let's hold that off. We're gonna get to Shvius in a few minutes. Okay, maybe there's another Tosfos that we can link to this one. And that is the Gemara in Baba Kama. Gemara in Meruba, Daf Samachay, the first source. Oh, I didn't number the sources. I'm saying the Gemara in Baba Kama, first source on the sheet, top right. Gufa Amarav. We could spend a few months on this line, as Rishonim and Achronim do in Meruba. Karen Ke'en Sheganav, Tashlume Kefel, Vatashlume Arbova Chamisha, Kishas Hamada Bedin. Rav has a statement. Let's say I steal an animal and I sell it, but at the time that I sold it, it was worth a different amount. Went up, it went down. We don't have to worry about those details now. Rav is machadish. The Karen always goes by the moment that you stole it. But the Dalad Vehei, the Kefel, and the Dalad Vehei goes by, even the Kefel, goes by Shas Hamad Abedin, when you're brought to court. That's Rav. My time with the Rav, the Gemara learns that from a drasha. Amar Kra, Geneva, V'chayim, Amai Kamar Rachmana, Chayim, B'Geneva, Achye LeKaren Ke'en Shaganav. Make the Karen alive like the moment that you stole it. So what's the drasha the Gemara gives for you pay the Karen, the principle of what you stole goes by the moment that you stole it, but the Kefel and the Dalad Vehei goes by the later amount. Ask Tosfos, it's a simple question. Don't we know this already? Rav is an early Amora, Rav Tan is on the border, but Rav can't repeat what a Mishnah says. So ask Tosfos, on line, the second line of Tosfos, the Im Tomar, left side, Umay Kamashmalan, Masnisani, but Reisha goes on Kama, we learned this, from the beginning of the ninth parak, Kala Gazlanin, Mishalmin, Kishas, Agzela, all Gazlanin pay, based on the time that they stole it. So what's the Chiddush of Tosfos? What's the Chiddush of Rav as Tosfos? Right, the Mishnah says it, Beferish. That's the question. What is Tosfos' answer? The Yesh Lomar, go to the second wide line now. The Yesh Lomar, De Iker Rav Lo Asa La Ashme Inan Ela Tashlume Kefa Va Tashlume Dal Vehei Keshasama De Bedin. The first half of the line is no Chiddush. The Chiddush is the second half of the line The chiddush is that kefel and dalet v'hei, maybe that also should go by shas maisa geneva. Instead, it goes by shas hamad b'din. That's the chiddush of Rav. So before we get, and that is also what the Rush says in the next source. The Rush also repeats Tosfos, not going to go through it inside, but if you look at the Rush, he expands on Tosfos a little bit more, that the chiddush of Rav is only the second half of the line, not the first half of the line. Any other answer that you could have given for Tosfos before we're going to analyze Tosfos? Any other answer? Again, Tosfos asks, Karakain Shaganav, it's a Mishnah, beginning of Agozel. So if we put on our Bava Kama brains for a minute, and we're Medayik in Rav and the Mishnah, the Rav of Salvechik, in the middle of the page, and Rishima Shiurim notes that maybe there's a simple difference, because Rav's talking about Geneva, and the Mishnah is talking about Gezela. And again, a major issue is, in Bava Kama, in Meruba, is the relationship between Geneva and Gezela. We mentioned many times in the past, Reb Chaim's Chiddush with many, many Rayas, the difference between Geneva and Gzela. Geneva more focused on the Maisa Geneva, while Gzela focused on the Hefsin Mamon element. So the Rav suggests, if you go down that path, maybe that would be the Chiddush of Rav. Rav is talking about the Chiddush is Geneva. You might have thought that there's a connection between the Karen and the Kefel. So maybe that would be, again, a topic of a separate shiur. Hopefully one day we'll have one. Geneva and Gzela. But that's what Tosfos does not say. So that's also important. Tosfos is not machalik between Geneva and Gzela. He's assuming that it is similar. But let's talk about what Tosfos does say. So Tosfos says that the Chiddush is only the second half of the line. You would have thought that Dalet V'Hei is... goes by the Hamad Abedin. So is that Mechudish? What would you have said?
Say if the Chiyuv doesn't start until later on, then...
Says the Pnei Yeshua. I'm a Ricky Vager man. I mean, I live before him, but I'm a Ricky Vager man. It's pretty similar. Pnei Yeshua, Ricky Vager. The Nodi Yehuda was Maspid, the Pnei Yeshua, when he was Nifter. So it's pretty similar. So the Pnei Yeshua says, what is Tosfos talking about? I'm a Ricky Vager man. The Chiddush of Rav is that the Chiv of Knas is determined by Shas Hamad Bedin? That's no Chiddush, that's Poshet. There's no Knas beforehand. How can you suggest that it's going to go by the Maisa Geneva? Says the Pnei Yeshua, right in the middle. Lefi pshuto yesh lafarish to hod the tashlumi keif of adal that hey mishlaim kshas mad bedin lo tzar kro, just the opposite of Tosfos. The second half of shitas of Rav, you don't need a pasuk for that. The mils of the pshita, it's obvious. Shahari ein hachiyev shalahem chal ela mishas mad bedin veeloch. Of course, it goes by shas mad bedin. O mikami achi before that he modem iftar, which Jonathan said, right? Modem iftar beforehand, it does not exist yet. The Iker Krah Lo Itzrich Ela Maita Kamar Karen Kei Shaganav. The first half, the exact opposite of Tosfos. Tosfos says the Iker is the second half, but Pnei Yeshua says the Iker is the first half. He says Tosfos doesn't say this. What could I do? But Misvara says the Pnei Yeshua. I agree with Rabbi Kiva Eger. But what do we see though? Maybe this is Bali Tosfos Lashitasam. Both in Makis and in Bava Kama, they do not want to suggest that the Chiv of Knas only comes up later. That's why Tosfos gives a non-fundamental answer in Makis, and that's why he says here, there's the Chiddush is the second half of the line, because you would have thought it starts earlier. There is some time, even though Bezit, you have to come up with another Svara, why Modi B'Knas is Pater. Right, that's what we're going to have to figure out. Why is Modi B'Knas Pater, right, it works by your Mechaya by Mamonis, if it already exists, so why you Pater by Knas? So we're going to have to talk about that as we move along. But this is the issue in the Mefarshim, when does the Chiyuv Knas come up? What other nafkaminas are there in terms of for this halacha l'maisa? There are nafkaminas between when the Chiyuv Knas starts or not. So, talk about two of them. Okay, first is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchas Geneva, the next source. Says the Rambam, Ganav v'kata mimenu aver. The Gemara has a question which the Gemara does not answer. It's a ba'aya delo ifshita. What happens if I stole an animal and I cut a limb off of the animal and then I sell it? So is that chayiv dal vehei? Ganav v'kadam ena eber v'achagach machra. Osha machra chusl malachta. Other questions, but we'll focus on that first one. That is a ba'aya delo ifshita. That is a suffix in the Gemara. Right? If I cut off an arm of an animal and then I sell it. What is the Rambam paskin? So what's the halacha? So it's not answered. We have to wait till the Yohanavi comes. What's the halacha l'maisa? Says the Rambam, ein motziyin mimenu tashlumi dalav v'hei. He does not pay. He does not pay. Dalav v'hei. But v'yim tafas hanizak, ein motziyin miyado. But if the nizak grabs it, tfisa, lo mafkinan. The nizak could keep it. The mazik doesn't have to pay. The gonave and the mocher does not have to pay. But if he keeps, but if he does it, if he grabs it, ein motziyin miyado. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram, lo mechavrali, the tfisa mahanya baha. It's literally, it's not white. Right? Mechaverta is white. So it's not clear to me, it's not white to me that tfisa should have. Why? De kivan de yoser mi masha hiziku, since it's more than what he damaged, meaning it's a knas, ein kalach lechaivo el lebezdin, ubedin pasuk below suffik. Right? You need a psak din. Vizeh, kivan she safiku etzlam, eich gamru azdino. There was no gemar din, says the Ravid. The Rambam, though, is very comfortable. He doesn't have to pay. But if he grabs it, tafas lo mafkinan.
Tfisa doesn't work like knas in general, does it?
So that's the question.
But the Rambam,
this is a safik knas. This is a safik knas. Yes. Once Bezdin's mechayiv a knas, then l'chor, it's mamonis. There's a tamamonis. But before that point, if it's a safik in mamon, so then you say tefisa lo mafkina, maybe something that he owes me money or not.
So what's his tofis here? He's
tofis money.
Hey,
tofis dal v'hei. So it's machlokas. Rambam Raivin, whether tefisa works by dal v'hei. So again, this could be related to our issue. According to the Rambam, tefisa lo mafkina, he could keep it. If there's no knas yet, how can you keep it if it doesn't exist yet? Bezin wasn't mechayev it. There was no gemar din. So how could you keep it? So it sounds like at least by this knas. And again, as we alluded to before, even if you have shitas that don't all line up, different knasas might be different. You don't have to say that every knas works the same way. But at least by Dal Behe, the Rambam says you could keep it, so therefore it's fine. Masha Enki, when it comes to the Ravid says, no, you can't keep it, it doesn't exist yet. It doesn't exist yet. So therefore, one cannot keep it. And that's also the discussion in the Rush, the last Rush in the first paragraph in Bava Kamma, there's a two-column Rush, where he talks all about Tfisa. Right, that's his issue. It's all about tefisa. So there again, he quotes this the same machlokas. Doesn't quote the Rambam and the Ravid, but he quotes this issue of he quotes on the first line var haram halevi zal kasav hadam ridan itafas lo mafkin. He's talking about a vada knas, not even a safek knas. A vada knas that bezdin wasn't mechayif. Right, hadam ridan hasav itafas lo mafkinan. What about that's only by kashir nizakeha avot fei nizakeha tashlumi dal vehei itafas mafkinan minei. And then the Rush argues, Valina Alina. So he quotes both opinions there. But again, it's the same issue of Tfisa.
Shloshim
Shalevet, Oni Sumafata, right? Any of the other Knasses. So again, that's a different type of Knas because those are arbitrary. That's the same number. It doesn't fluctuate based on what you did. By Dalad Vehei and by Chatzi Nezek, those are the only two. Those are the only two that fluctuate based on what you did.
Fluctuation is because of the valuation process or the fluctuation.
Well, depending what you did, depending what it fluctuates in that how much the animal was worth,
and
chatzi nezek, right? I'm saying, but by the others, doesn't matter what type of evidence it was, doesn't matter what the case of onis and mafat.
You can't say only by the Rambam because it was a case of suffolk.
So maybe the Rambam's talking about only because it's a case of suffolk. Maybe could be. So one issue is
wouldn't that make it problematic?
What?
Wouldn't that make it more problematic?
Right. This is a safek knas. So it's a double. So you might say it's a real reason that it shouldn't work. It shouldn't work even if it's a real knas, and it shouldn't work if it's a safek. Masha ain't kin yet. So the Rambam is saying by safek knas, even there.
Why,
it works.
Why can't we say in the Rambam? Why can't we be medayik in the Rambam that the Beit Din did a gemar din? It's just that we don't know the halach in this case, and that's why it says ein motziin mimenu tashlumei arba.
So then you're asking, what about maybe your question is about how do you view sveika dedinas?
Yeah, I guess
there's a sveika dedina.
Thinking of that term,
right? I'm saying when there's a suffik in din in the Gemara, so how do we view that as a psak of stalemate? Do we view that as a psak of are we removing ourselves from the din? There's no psak, or are we paskining the money stays where it is, wherever the money is? Mm-hmm. So meaning once he's tofe sits, the money stays where that is too. Right? It's similar. So we have these concepts called olam gvar, like or shuda dadaini. These topics relate to is that a form of psak or not? Okay,
but whatever it is, it means that Bezdin didn't pass it.
Right. Right. Question is, when you see this plaque in the Gemara, what does it mean?
Right.
Maybe there's a did paskin.
Yes, and that's why the Rambam uses the lashon ein motziin mimenu tashlumei arba.
No, bezdin,
but they don't enforce.
But what do they paskin? It's a suffix. The Gemara is a suffix about the case. They can't paskin either way. So we don't take it out from him. We know this is the case that happened. But we don't know what the halacha is. So Bezdin will not take it from him. But what if he grabs it? So I don't think there's a diak either way. And again, and I gave you also the Rav Soloveitchik on the next page also in the Rishim Shiurim on Bava Kama. He quotes this issue. This is the issue of the in the Rosh. This is the issue of the Rambam and the Raivin. Okay, so that is part one. Comes along Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says, I think there are three proofs against Rabbi Akiva. Not three proofs, really two, but the three issues that one has to bring up, because I like, says Rabbi Chanan, I would like to say that the Knas does not exist yet, but there are some sources that are pointing me in the other direction. First of all, you have two Baalei Tosfos, two of the Tosfosim that, in a major way, don't say it. Don't say it. Again, those sources are more important for what they don't say more than what they do say, number one. Number two, we have the issue of many Rishonim say that Tfisa works. So if Tfisa works and Knas doesn't exist yet, somewhat hard to put together. But there are two other sources that Rabbi Chanan brings to bolster the claim that it's not so pashut, that a Knas does not exist yet before Gemara Din. What are the two sources? Go look to, on page three. So says Rabbi Chanan. First he quotes a Gemara in Shavuos. He's going to end up saying that the Knas does exist somewhat yet.
Like Tosfos.
Like Baalei Tosfos. At least partially. At least partially. At least it starts existing. At least it starts existing. Number one, where it says on the right side, Ube perek shvuos ha'edas daf lama gimol, iboy lehu, mashbia ede knas mahu. We know there's a concept called shvuos ha'edas. Shvuos ha'edas in Parshas Vayikra is the concept that if I go over to two people, no testimony for me, and if they would testify, I could get money. And because they're not testifying, I lose money. They swear to me that they don't know testimony for me. They are chayiv in a carbon shvuas ha'edus. Right? That's the carbon shvuas ha'edus. But the din is that they're only chayiv for me if they really lost me money by not testifying. That's the rule of shvuas ha'edus. It's a kfiras mamon. It's a kfiras mamon shvua that I swear about, that because I swear and I lie, so therefore I am not getting money, and that's when, if it comes out that I did lie, he has to bring a carbon, you have to pay me. Shvua se'edus, fine. Ask the Gemara, what about mashbia ede knas? There are two people that know that I'm owed a knas. So is that called a kfiras mamon or not? Mahu. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara continues. Aliba, he just quotes the Gemara. Aliba, Drablazer Reb Shimon, the Sphere Le Mode Bechnas, Vachach, Boedim Chayiv. According to Drablazer Reb Shimon, who says that Mode Bechnas and Edim coming afterwards Chayiv, meaning like Shmuel says, Shmuel holds that way. So Loti Bai, in that case, if Edim would come tomorrow after I admit, if I would admit to a Knas, so Loti Bai Lachad, there, according to that opinion, for sure, the Pshit Edim Chayavin. In that case, Edim would for sure be Chayiv. You would still definitely be a chayiv in this case. It must be a deknas. And the Gemara continues and discusses it. Yes, Rabbi Chanan, why is it so pashut? Even if you say that if a person admits, and if Edom come even after he admits, he's going to be chayiv. V'kasha, my pshitus say. V'lamal is chayiv Edom b'karbon. Edom, again, what's the rule for shvuas ha'edus? Edom right now have to deny with their oath, with their false oath, they deny and cause the guy a loss. So yes, Rabbi Chanan, if a knas doesn't exist yet, and the Gemara just says, but according to the one who says, whenever Edom comes, he's going to be chayiv, but that's tomorrow. That's next week. Why should that make a difference to what I'm doing right now? I'm not causing him a loss now. He's not supposed to get it now. How could you fathom? How could you have the possibility of mashbia Edom Knas being chayiv? So that's problem number one, says Rabbi Chanan. If it doesn't exist, this is not called a kfiras mamon.
And it's not talking about a case where there's a karen also involved, so the shura goes on both.
Right, a mitoch, if the shura goes on one, I don't think so. It must be the knas.
Like Ghana, Tabach.
Right, I'm saying, I think the word is just asking about the knas part of it.
And it also isn't talking about a case where there's already a gemar din on the knas.
There is no gemar din. Because that would be mominous already.
That
would be mominous. That's problem number one. Problem number two is what you brought up before, and that is a Mishnah in Shvius. Our Mishnah in Shvius. We know the rule of Shmitas Ksafin, that if I owe someone money, so then, again, these are all litmus test contexts to look in to figure out if knas is mamon or knas is something different. You look in cases where you need mamon, like Shvuas Eidus, like Shemitah. So let's say if I owe somebody money, so then Shvuas is Meshamit alone. What about if I owe somebody a knas? If I owe somebody a knas, but Gemar Din did not take place yet, is Shvuas Meshamit it? Says Rabbi Chanan, Kovet Shiurim. Line 17. Ubishili Shvius Tanan, the end of Masechah Shvius. We learned Ha'ones u'mafate u'moti shemra ein mishamtin. Ones u'mafate u'moti shemra, Shvius is not mishamated. Umukila b'Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi says that all these cases of knas, ones u'mafate u'moti shemra, you pay mea kesef, all those places, kemanda amar b'malve hadavar talui dahakafas achanus eina mishametas. It's connected because it's a type of loan of on credit. The Gemara in the Yerushalmi links it specifically. You know why Shvius is not mishamit it? Because it was a type of loan that was on credit. Aval amanda amar mishametas hachanami knas mishamet. But it is possible, according to the other opinion, whatever detail the Gemara links it there. What comes out of the Yerushalmi is that it's possible that Shvius is mishamet achiyiv knas. So says Rabbi Chanan, Bakasha. Kivan da'akati lek achiyiv klal. If Rabbi Kiva Eger is right, if the Pnei Yeshu is right, there's no chiyiv at all. Ech shayach Shvius kodem achiyiv. How could Shvius be mishamet? It doesn't exist yet. The chiyiv doesn't exist yet from the Maisa. So says Rabbi Chanan, it's hard for me to say that because of Shvuas Eidus, because of Shemitah, because of all these other Rishonim, it's hard for me to say it does not exist yet totally.
It's like a two-fold process.
You have to say something exists already. Something exists, but there is a problem. What's the problem? What do we have to answer? What's the biggest riot that it doesn't exist? Modeh b'knas pater. So is there a svara? What can we say? What's the difference between Hodos Baldin Kameidim Dami, where I owe you $100, okay, I have to pay. Even if I'm making it up, let's say I come to court and say, I don't owe him anything, but you know what? I'm machayev myself to pay him $100. I still have to pay him $100. Hodos Baldin Kameidim Dami. We could have a shiur on that, hopefully, Beis Hashem, at one point. Why is that? But if I come to court and say, I'm modeh b'knas, I'm potter. Why? In both, if we say, oh, it's a hashkafic idea, I'm being a nice guy. I'm also being a nice guy by the mamon.
I would be mechalak between mamon and knas.
Why?
By mamon, Beit Din is not doing anything except enforcing the chiyuv that existed from the beginning. They're just executing.
Beis Din plays no role by mamonis. They are just enforcers. Okay.
Well, by knas, then we have to come up to this quasi where they do something. They put the rubber stamp on something that began earlier.
So it began earlier, so we have to formulate it. It's formulated. So it started earlier. They're mashlim. They're mashlim. They complete it somehow. But if they complete it, so why should they have to complete it? If it exists, it exists. It's already a chiyuv. Shvius and Mesham made it. So what is Beis Din doing?
And Hoda, what does Hoda do? Hoda removes that initial chiyuv, that initial...
Right, Hoda somehow...
Maybe there's a difference between the chiyuv knas and the chiyuv tashlomi knas, or the enforceability of payment. And the enforceability of payment only happens at the end.
But a chiyuv knas versus a chiyuv tashlomi knas. But a chiyuv knas is enough...
Almost like a best... like we say, best shamata, best shamata.
Okay.
Right, there's a chiv.
Maybe of like chiv latis yidei shemayim.
Latis yidei shemayim, exactly.
So right away, chiv latis shemayim.
But then that's why the Rambam says that what was the lashon of the Rambam? That we don't enforce
Ein motzien.
That we as Beis Din can't force you to pay. Can't take the money.
But you have to say this. So chiv latis shemayim, so it's enough. Let's say shviat, once shviat is mishami that, then the chiv latis yidei adam never gets off the grounds, you would have to say.
Correct.
And the chiddush is for Shuas Ha'edis. That's a chiddush still. Because it's a kfiras mamon of something that's only a chiyuv latzis de shemayim. There's a concept, the Gemara in Bava Kama has on Daf Nun Vav, that there's some cases where it's like a grumma. You're madik somebody begrumma. You're patim din yandam and chayim din shemayim.
So a mode of a knas, or someone who's patim from knas, there is something valuable in him paying anyway?
That's a question. Let's say, for example, we have to ask that. What about Kimle B'Rabbi Minay? So there's a Rashi that says by Kimlei there's still a Bechachilu to pay. Lots of say Shemayim, even though you don't have to. So Eidus say again, Shvua Sa'idus is still I find difficult to fit that in, but again, it's possibility. Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Elchanan both, in their own language, say something very similar. First, we're going to do the Rav, and then we're going to come back to Rav Elchanan. The Rav, Rav Shechter quotes this on the last page in Eretz Atzvi. He says as follows: beautiful thought. A knas, by definition, has to be an onesh. It has to be a punishment. That's the definition of a knas. A punishment cannot be self-inflicted. If a child, you know, a child deserves something, a child's like, forget it, I'm going to my room. It's not the same if they do it to themselves. It has to be manish. That's the definition of an onesh. Right, so Shafter, look on line 16 in Eretz Tzvi. The Tashlume Knas Sorach Lomar Batoras Onesh. Ubechdi Lehechashiv Ka Onesh Beinon Shalo Yeshali Midas Atzmo. Ela Sheyani Shuhu Abezdin. Part of the definition of a Knas is that it has to be an onesh. And therefore, it's a chiyiv beforehand. It already exists beforehand. But the second that you try to inflict it upon yourself, it Mamela loses its definition. Okay, there's a machlokas. What if Edom come later? Could we disregard what you did? But according to the Mandamar, let's say he's always potter, because the second that you jump the gun, so it's no longer, Bezdin is no longer getting this information about the Chiyav from people who could take part in being manishu. You're doing it yourself. Umeachad the Shayach Lomar Khan of it in a Shdina Lanaf. A person comes to court themselves. Shapar Yesh Lomar Dana says, Yadu Kashliach Bezdin. Ukashatofe Sanizak. And he continues. Oh, what about Tfisa? You have to work in Tfisa into this case. But that's the Rav's answer. Even if you say it exists, there's a Chiyah that exists. But Modeh B'Knas Pater, why? Because Bezdin has to be Manish. That's part of the definition. And according to this, the Rav even suggested a further Chiddush. And this he just was Mesupik about. There's a Rambam. The Rambam writes in Lo Sa'asei Shin Chav Beis, bottom left, Shehis hiranu me anush hagedarim alachotim ulahaver adina biyom haShabbos. There's an iser daraisa, the only mitzvah in Parshas Vayakhel. There's an iser daraisa of Bezdin enforcing a punishment on Shabbos. Bezdin can't kill somebody on Shabbos. Losavaru, it's learned out from Losavaru Eish Bechamosh Moseichem. That's the pasuk. Pashtus, what does that mean? Because anytime Bezdin punishes somebody, they're violating their chil Shabbos. And even though it's Ati Dechalosa say, which might be, it comes up on tomorrow's daf, so that might be coming up sheer. But says the Ram, but Pashto's understanding is that because most of the time when Bezdin manages somebody, they're Mechal Shabbos. Chovel, even Malkus, the Hu Adin Lashar Mises, all the Mises the Rambam mentions. Fine. Ask the Rav the following, he had the following suffix. If Bezdin forces somebody to pay a knas on Shabbos, is that an Issa D'Rabbanan? Money, Mekach U'Memkar, business? That for sure it is. But is it possible that according to our idea that a Knas is an Onesh, that maybe it would be an Issa D'Araisa? Because this Isser, Lo Sase, Shinchav Beis, is Bezdin is not allowed to be Ma'anish on Shabbos. So if the Isser is to be Ma'anish, and we're saying now that a Knas has to be defined as an Onesh, do we go that far and say that when Bezdin does that, they would violate a daraisa of Lo Savaru Eish and not just the Issa D'Rabbanan of Mamanis and Mekach U'Memkar. That is the...
Bezdin paskens that they have to pay Mamon.
If Bezdin paskens that Mamon...
That's
not a daraisa.
That's not an onesh.
Right, that's not an onesh. That would not be an Issa D'Araisa. That would be the Issa of Din. The Issa of Din. The Mishnah Beitza says they're not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Even the jib, but even if enforcing, that would be an Issa D'Rabbanan, wouldn't be an Issa D'Araisa. The Rav Elchanan says something similar, not exactly the same thing as an onesh, but what's the difference between mamon and knas? Do I owe you, or let's put it this way, take out one for word. Do I owe
you,
or are you owed? That's the difference between mamonis and knasos. By mamonis, the ikur is the owed party. Where does the chiyuv mamonis flow from? It flows from the lender. It flows from the nizak. It flows from the nignaf. Anybody who is owed money by Mamonis, the chiyuv is that he is owed. That's the ikker. By Knossos, the ikker is I have to pay. You happen to be the address where I'm paying, but I have to pay. That's what we even had a discussion in the beginning of Makis. Adam Zomerman, why should this guy who they tried to make pay 100, why should he get the money? Right? Who asked? Who was it? I don't have to remember who it was. But the Yerushalmiach. I don't remember who it was. I don't think it was Yerushalmiach. That he says there's no source. Oh, the Uraim. It was the Uraim. The Uraim suggested there's no Mefurish Gemara. There are implicitly that if I'm an Eid Zomim and I have to pay, who says I pay them? Maybe I should pay Bezdin. Bezdin should give it to Tzedakah. Right, so why should I? Where does it say Mefurish? Why? It's a knas. They didn't lose money. I only tried to cause them a loss. So knas, why are you getting it? Because you're the address. You're the address. But really, the ikker is the me. So therefore, the second I'm modeh b'knas, if I'm modeh by money, so what? But the ikker is you're getting it. You're owed. That's what B'chanan's lashon. So he says, look back on page 4, the second page of B'chanan, page 4. It says B'chanan on the third line, where it says page chaftes on top. The fact that your motive of class potter, it's not because it's not mechuyev yet. Ella afal gav shekvar nischayev la'alter kishahizik, even though you're chayev right away. Avol chiyev onsho hu sheyikufu bezdin l'shalim v'mishalim below bezdin lo yeh nishlam onsho mizeh v'nimsa she'ein zeh haknas shechiyavto Torah u'matana ba'al mahud yavli. You're giving him a matana. Chiyev knas has to be an onesh, and then he says, how does tfisa fit in? Again, because it wasn't ne'enash. According to the Rav's definition, it wasn't an onesh. If you grab it, it's not the same. Bezdin has to be ma'anish.
And Shemitah?
Bezdin has to be ma'anish. What?
And
the chiyev exists already. Shemitah is mashamin it. The chiyev exists.
What did we say about tfisa? But we said it does work.
Machlokas. Okay, so machlokas. You got to work it out, the different shitas. Okay, so the Rav Hochanan said, I thought the earlier part, it was clearer. The bottom of the previous page, that's where he says, about the line 30-34. The kol chiyubo shel nitva hu mibnei zchuso shel atoveya. By certain cases. Avo b'knas hu lahefech. The zchuso shel atoveya hu mibnei chiyubo shel nitva. Shu chayev lios ne'enash. Ke desi bekrav anshu oso mea kesef. Those are the key lines. Is a flow from the toveya, is a flow from the nitva. Okay, so this is a little discussion of various issues that come up in the world of Knossos. We have Mamonis versus Nefashos. We have Knossos. We have various Shitas, Rishonim and Achronim on either side. I'll just leave our discussion with one question, which I didn't really see anybody talk about. But Rabbi Chana, by the way, says even Nefashos starts right away, like Tosva says. But it's also an onus. You don't have a chiyuv to kill yourself because it's part of it, but it's because it has to be given, has to be ne'enash, but even the chiyuv starts right away. But let's say Pashtus, most would say that the chiyuv does not start right away, by the fashas for sure. Is there any difference between Ritzicha b'mezid and Ritzicha b'shogeg? That's what we're talking about now in the second parak in Makkos. Because by galus, we know right when a person kills, he runs to galus. So is that just a practical measure that, you know, he wants to protect himself right away? Or is there something more behind that?
Is it a kapara?
Is there any way to be machalik? I didn't see anybody who says this yet, but it might be a possibility. Butzicha b'mezid and your chiyuv misa, that for sure starts later. Pashtus. Again, we have other sources otherwise, but Rov would say that starts later. Bezdin has to be machayiv misas bezdin. But galus, we saw the Sefer Achinuch says the mitzvah of galus is upon bezdin and on the person. So it's a mitzvah on the person. So maybe one might be able to be machalik between butzicha b'mezid. It's just a possibility. It's a question. When does the chiyuv
dissolve? But then we wouldn't have had the sugya today, where meis kol gadol.
Right, again, but it's not a chiyuv that has the. Is it totally there yet? No, he still has to be judged. Let's be judged, yeah, but you're right. Not. Right, if it's totally there, then if the kohen gadol dies afterwards, right, you have to work it out. But again, it's just an interesting question. Okay, we'll stop here, and B'ez Hashem, we will. I don't know. We'll figure it out at some point. I'll keep. I'm traveling next week, so I don't know when the next year will be up. But we'll try to have a couple over the summer as well. B'ez Hashem, and afterwards we'll have hopefully a kavua schedule again. About once a week, we'll try to do it. But hopefully over the summer, I'll try to get some Ian Shurim up as well. But we'll put the word out. And it's on tomorrow night again is the Parsha Shir on OU.org. OU.org, the Parsha Shir will be up tomorrow night again, but this hopefully you'll get this before tomorrow night.